Hello and welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast, the show that empowers you to wake up to your full potential and achieve your biggest goals and dreams. I am your host, Hal Elrod, and I invite you to join us each week as we share actionable strategies to take your life to the next level, as well as interview world-class experts and entrepreneurs who have achieved extraordinary goals themselves, and we ask them to give you a peek behind the curtain and teach you exactly what you need to do the same. Ready? Here we go. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Achieve Your Goals podcast. This is your host, Hal Elrod. And if you have children in your life, meaning if you're a parent with young kids, if you have nieces and nephews, if you are a grandparent, you've got small grandchildren, this episode is for you. I'm talking today with Julia Cook. She is a world-renowned children's book author with over 126 children's books written and over 3 million copies sold. She's a parenting expert. She's spoken at thousands of schools. She's been featured on CNN, DrLaura.com, Yahoo.com, Parents Magazine, you name it. And today we're talking about her newest book, I Am Money, and it's teaching financial literacy to young children. And this is actually a topic that we touched on a few weeks ago with Scott Donnell, who created the book, The Value Creation Kid. That's more for kids a little older. But I met Julia through my good friend, Garrett Gunderson, who is a New York Times bestselling author around finances. And he partnered with Julia to create this incredible book. And now I don't have young kids anymore. My kids are teens, but I did just buy copies of I Am Money for my nieces. I have 5 nieces. And so I got one for each family. There's 2 families there, my sister-in-law, her girls, 3 girls, and then my sister. So again, Julia, it's phenomenal hearing how somebody goes from being, she was a teacher, a math teacher, to being a world-renowned children's book author. And of course, we're going to talk about why kids need to learn about money. How do you teach them at such a young age? And just a rich conversation with a parenting expert, if you will, and somebody who I'm really excited to be getting to know. Before we dive into this episode with Julia, I want to take just a minute to thank our sponsor, but in a unique way today, I want to talk about a very specific supplement from Organifi that I have recently started. I've become like addicted to these. Now, they're called Shilajit gummies. Shilajit, if you're not familiar, it is a superfood substance harvested from the very rock of the Himalayan mountains, and it contains an abundance of trace minerals, antioxidants, organic acids, and nutrient-supporting compounds. It's been used throughout history, and it can help you support energy production, support performance and recovery, support healthy muscles, promote collagen synthesis, support healthy hormone levels, increase cellular energy, decrease fatigue, and promote heart health. It really is a legitimate superfood. And Organifi, I was so bummed because they ran out of these. They literally sold out of their gummies. I couldn't get any for the last month. And finally, I was able to place another order. They're addicting. The first time I had one, I was like, the taste was kind of curious. I'm like, I think I like them, but I'm not sure. They're a little bit, it's a new taste. I've never tasted this before. And now I take them in the morning with my first dose of vitamins, and I love them. I take a lot of supplements and vitamins, so it's hard to pinpoint if they're the thing that makes me feel the way I feel in the morning, but they definitely help. Again, I love the taste, but I don't take them for the taste. I take them for all of those benefits that I just mentioned. So I encourage you to try these out. Shilajit gummies, that's spelled S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T, Shilajit gummies, pure Himalayan Shilajit. Check them out at Organifi.com/Hal. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/Hal, and use the discount code HAL for 20% off your first order of Shilajit gummies, and check out the other products because I'm an Organifi fan. I use probably at least 6 of their products every day, from their protein powder to their green juice, their red juice, you name it. So head over to Organifi.com/Hal and use that discount code HAL. All right, without further ado, let's talk to my new friend, the one and only highly acclaimed, world-famous children's book author, Miss Julia Cook. Here we go. Julia, it is such a pleasure to finally be face-to-face with you.
I know. I'm excited. Finally, Hal. How are you?
Good. We have mutual friends, Brianna Greenspan, Garrett Gunderson. You and I have spoken on the phone multiple times. We've texted multiple times. And for full transparency, for anybody listening, we've texted about doing a Miracle Morning for Kids book, which has been long requested. But today we're talking about I Am Money, your new book. And you co-authored this with Garrett Gunderson.
I did. Right? Yep.
Yep. I Am Money. There it is. If you're watching on the I Am Money, I Don't Grow on Trees for the full title. And Garrett's also a good friend. He's been on the podcast, I think, twice. And when I heard he and I spoke at an event that he was putting on here in Austin, Texas, like a year or so ago. And he said, oh my gosh. And I said, what's your latest project? He said, I've partnered with one of the best children's authors in the world. Yeah. So you're blushing. I see you blushing. Right. But you've sold over 3 million children's books, right? I'm not exaggerating there. Yeah. 3 million. That's incredible. And you have 126 titles?
About that. Yeah. They all do the same thing. They teach a life skill in 7 minutes. You know what I mean? So
a life skill in 7 minutes. So this is money. What are some other life skills?
Not to interrupt. My mouth is a volcano. Badditude is bad attitude. Awesome Dawson has big emotions. It teaches him how to control his emotions and that they have a purpose. And so the I in integrity, teaching kids to do the right thing when no one's watching.
Wow.
So if you put really good stuff in a children's book and you read it to the kids, the great stuff will spill out into their heads when you take the book away. And kids come to us all the time. They want us to wave our wand and solve their problems for them. But if you do that, they might live with you when they're 30. So you want them to solve their own problems, but they don't come with instructions. So if you read them a story with great people skills in it, then they can learn how to wave their own wand and solve their own issues.
I love that. And it's planting those seeds when they're, right, the younger, the better. I think as a parent, you know, my kids are 14 and 11, as I was telling you earlier. And, you know, there's so much, I think, for all parents, like, oh, man, I should have done this differently. Oh, I wish I would have, you know, I should have thought of that. And I think that what you do, it's such a beautiful purpose that you're instilling these values, these lessons, these ways of these paradigms, these ways of thinking for kids. And I love the examples that you just gave.
They have to be fun. And they have to be kid friendly and they have to be first person. And, you know, the kid wants to learn about that thing. So the research base models positive parenting strategies and positive teaching strategies in a fun storybook. So
got it. So I want to know this. I mean, 3 million books sold is rare air for an author. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, becoming a published children's book author. That's a dream for a lot of people. That's a challenge. So I want to like go back to the beginning, like how, or not the beginning, but how did you get started as a children's book author? How did that come to be?
It was a total accident. I was a middle school math teacher turned elementary counselor. And in order for kids to really grasp a topic, they have to see it, hear it, feel it, do it, and then teach it to somebody else. Those five things. And so I could not figure out how to teach my kids not to tattle. And I had a really good grad teacher who said, if you read books to kids, they'll let you in their head. Mm. So in grad school. And so I looked for a book on tattling, couldn't find one, wrote a story in about 2005. And I used it with my kids. And just wrote a story first person about a kid who tattled. He got a tail. It turned into a tattle tongue. And that book, a teacher came in and she goes, oh my gosh, you've got to do something with this. So I called the publisher and they said, send it in. And then they said, do you have any others? We want to publish your book. Do you have any more? I said, how much do I have to pay you? They said, we'll pay you. And I dropped the phone. Then they said, do you have any other books? Well, when I was little, I used to interrupt all the time. I interrupted so much. My babysitter said, Julia, your mouth's a volcano. So I have that one. And they said, send that in. And that's when it started.
Oh, wow.
There were 3,000 school visits, a lot of teacher staff development, a lot of counselor staff development, a lot of parenting talks, and a ton of reading to kids those stories. So,
wow. It seems like most people that are doing this amazing work or outside the box work, it happened by accident, right? It's like you didn't plan it. I love Michael Singer has that book, The Surrender Experiment, where when you just surrender, the universe or God or life has like bigger plans for us, right, than we could plan for ourselves. And so that is such a cool story. Now, I don't know if I missed this part. How did you contact that publisher again? How did y'all get connected?
It was back before they had a lot of books on great people skills, on the soft skills. Mm. And so I actually looked in the front cover of the book and of a book that I used with kids, and there was a publisher's number there. And I called,
called them.
And oh my goodness, this is 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
And then the books came out in 2006, and I just started doing school visits and talking to people. And you know how brands are, you know, they're like a wave and they get really big. And then at the top, they either spill over and everybody knows about it or they go back out to sea. So there are many years where it just kept going back out to sea. Mm. And then it spilled over. And now I believe Julia cookbooks are used in about 80% of the schools in our country and worldwide.
Oh, wow.
They're everywhere.
Wow.
I called this
Congratulations.
About something and they're like, oh my gosh, you wrote this. We use that, you know? So it's kind of fun.
That is so cool. And there's such an important lesson in there for anybody listening that you proactively, when you weren't a published author, you called a number in the front of another book of a publisher, right? And like, I think that's such also, so there's two lessons that I've gotten so far from this, right? Being that we're on the Achieve Your Goals podcast, I always try to extract those lessons. And the first being that very often it's unexpected opportunities that arise that lead to our greatest breakthroughs or success or opportunities. But the other one was that it's not that you sat back and waited for a publisher to show up. You actually just called, randomly cold called a number out of the front of the book. And for all of us, even if you don't want to write a book or be a publisher, it's taking that outside the box, out of our comfort zone action that leads to, you know, a result, right? You're not going to get anything if you don't at least give it a shot.
Right. Books don't just fly off the shelf and say, read me. You know, you have to get them out there. So it was a lot of grassroots talking to parents and talking to kids and going into schools. But, you know, the thing is, people, if you have a valuable resource that other people can use and you can figure out a way to get that to them, then you are valuable, which goes back to the I'm money and I don't grow on trees. We tell kids that money always chases value. So you have gifts to share. Like I didn't write the Tattle Book to make money. I wrote the Tattle Book to help kids in classrooms, but teachers valued that. Therefore, they started to buy it. Mm. And that's, you know, I mean, because kids will say, oh, I can't afford that. And in this book, we teach kids, you never say, I can't afford it. You think, what can I do to create enough value that I can earn the money to be able to afford that.
Yeah.
And so it's a whole mind shift because we live in a country where they don't say, oh, Hal, you've made enough money this year. You can't make any more. Sorry, you're done. Yeah. It's a land of opportunity. It takes creativity and hard work. And working with Garrett Gunderson has been amazing because he sees money through crystal clear eyes that very few of us have. And it's just intriguing. So.
Yeah, Garrett's a brilliant financial mind. In fact, I have one of his most recent books on the shelf.
Money Unmasked, right?
Money Unmasked, that's the new one, yeah. He wrote Killing Sacred Cows, which was a real game changer for me. And I love that he is taking this to children because what makes Garrett special is not his investing tips and tricks. I mean, that he's taught me those as well, but it is the way that he looks at money. It's the way, like you said, it's value creation. It's looking at it in a way where Garrett has created extraordinary financial abundance in his life. He is a recognized expert on that topic. So with that said, and I think you've answered this a little bit, but why is this book, I Am Money, so important for kids? And there's another part to the question. What age range is this book ideal for?
Okay, well, this book is written in first person and money is the main character. I'm money and I don't grow on trees. And so that makes it applicable to kindergarten basically through fifth grade. Third, fourth, and fifth is a great target age for this story because what it does is it stirs up a whole bunch of conversations that parents can have with kids about money. Mm. And they learn the basics in the book in a fun, creative way. And it was kind of funny because I was in an airport and I overheard this guy talking on his phone and Garrett's voice is very intriguing. And so you kind of eavesdrop and he was talking to his book agent. And ironically, I ended up sitting next to him on a plane.
Wow. If that's not meant to be, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you're an author. And he goes, yeah. He says, I'm Garrett Gunderson. I write money books. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I had Killing Sacred Cows. And
oh, did you really? Nice.
Yeah. And then I said, well, I write books, but I write books for kids. And he said, well, my sister's a teacher. And so he texts her and she uses my books in her class. Wow. Anyway, we started talking. He goes, you know, I've always wanted to write a book on money for kids, but I don't speak kids. Yeah. And I said, well, I've always wanted to write a book on money for kids, but I don't speak money. And by the end of the plane ride, we had decided to work together and he would give me his important money things that people need to know. And kids need to know, and I would spin it into the story And that's how the book got created. But can you imagine how, if we teach our kids now to be financially literate and smart, the amount of decrease in anxiety, depression as adults these kids will end up having, and the more contributions to mankind and goodness they can provide. I mean, a lot of our anxiety and stress as adults is linked to lack of or inability to manage money.
Yeah.
And so this could be a real game changer. I love reading this book to kids who don't come from a lot of money because they realize, oh my gosh, money's just value creation. And one little kid, you know, he made electrolyte popsicles and sold them at baseball games and made $5,000 in the summer. And one kid made bath bombs with his mom and put little fizzy stories. I have all kinds of entrepreneurial stories. Yeah. I have a kid in my neighborhood. He cleans my dog poop up out of my yard for $20 a week.
Nice.
And then he has 20 yards. So that's $400 a month. And then he takes the poop to the garden center and gets paid for the poop. Now that's a poopy job, but man, he's making it and I don't have to do it. And he's valuable to me. Therefore, I pay him for his
How value. Old is he?
He's 10.
Oh, 10? Okay. Yeah. My son is 11. So.
Yeah.
Goal achievers and members of the Miracle Morning community, I just wanted to remind you or invite you to check out the Miracle Morning Routine app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It is free to download and comes with a robust assortment of features, including templates to create your affirmations, a built-in journal, customizable timers for your savers, the Savers 101 guided track where you complete your Miracle Morning in 13 minutes by simply hitting play, a Miracle Evening guided track to help you go to bed at night, and a lot more. And then you always have the option to upgrade to the premium version, our most popular version of the app, which you can try for a 7-day free trial, and it gives you access to over 500 affirmations, a library of nearly 200 guided savers tracks so that you can click play and complete your savers in different areas of your life. You want to improve your mental health. You want to improve a relationship. You want to make more money. There are specific savers tracks guided or designed, I should say, for each of those outcomes that you want to achieve in your life. So you can, again, literally click play and complete your Miracle Morning, plus over 200 journaling prompts and a lot more. And the app now has over 2,900 reviews, averaging 4.9 out of 5 stars. You can download the app now in the App Store or Google Play for Android users. Either way, I hope the app enhances your mornings and your life. What are the biggest takeaways from this book, do you feel?
The 4 things kids need to know about money: earn, save, spend, and give away. Mm. Most important. Earning, there's a lot of ways to do that, and we talk about that. Saving, instead of saying I have to save money, how about I get to pay myself 15% first? I get to pay myself. And when you save in a clear jar. Some people like to put me inside of a dark pig. I don't like that because I can't see out. You can't watch me grow.
A dark pig. It took me a second to get. I love it.
Saving money for a rainy day, because then you, as a parent, you know, I tell the kids when I talk to them about this book, I have a little neighbor kid and he threw a rock through my window and I love this kid. And the last thing I wanted to do was him to get in trouble. He didn't mean to. So I said, I'll just pay for it. And so I went and talked to the window guy and he wants $700 to fix it. So I thought, well, it's through my insurance. Well, then they want $2,000 a year on my premium to fix it. So I had to pay the $700. But if I didn't have money saved, how would I do that? So you never know what's going to come your way. And that's just your buffer zone, your insurance policy to make sure that you're okay. And then spending, we talk about don't buy things that you don't need. I remember one of the things my mom came home with purple rubber boots that were only $1. And they didn't fit anyone in our house, but they were only $1.
Okay.
Now, most people buy one pair or two. But my mom bought 17 pair of purple boots that no one could wear. And when I cleaned her house out, I still found 5 pair of those ugly little boots.
Wow.
And so, and we talked to kids about, if you don't have enough money for it right now, wait and figure out how you can, it's not going anywhere. Yeah. They feel like, oh, please, I have to have it now. So responsible spending in a way that helps them and adds to their lives. And then the coolest part ever is giving. Mm. Because when you give, things happen to you, you feel so much better. Mm. then yeah. And I show them I have a Monopoly $20 bill and I cut it up and I say, if you know, you have four corners, that's 4 points. And if I give a slice to you, then I end up having 5 points. And I give a slice to you, I have 6 points. And every time I share my money with you, I grow in Julia points. But if you give and give and give and give and give, there's nothing left. So you have to make sure that you take care of your own, your basics, your housing, your food, your clothing, your entertainment first, and then you give after you've taken care of your needs. Because sometimes we get in a thing where we give where we don't have, and that's resentful to us and everybody.
Sure.
But the giving part is just that being able to do things for people is just amazing, amazing feeling.
So make sure I got these four right. So the four are earn, save, spend, and give, right? And yeah, I think that for my kids, I'm trying to teach them these lessons. And I asked my son this morning, maybe it was because you were on my mind, but I said, we were talking about money and he's so sweet. He came up to me and he said, Dad, I heard you and Mom want to take all of the grandparents out to dinner, but I was hearing it's going to be expensive. And he's 11. And he said, I want to give you guys $100 to help you guys pay for the dinner to take the grandparents out, right? And I said, you don't have to do that. And he said, no, I want to do that. And he said, I have X amount of dollars saved. And I said, yes, Halston. And I love this. I love how generous your heart is. I said, but at the same time, there's this thing called money burns a hole in your pocket, which means that when you have a bunch of money, you just think, oh, it's no big deal. I'll just spend. And you start thinking of all the things you could spend it on. And if you do that, all of a sudden, now you have no much money left over. So yeah, I love that this book, I just ordered a copy of this book actually this morning for my nieces that are coming into town tomorrow. And then I've got another copy I already ordered for my other nieces that tomorrow's my sister-in-law, her kids are coming into town. And then I've got my sister as well.
Well, sometimes parents don't want to talk to their kids about money because maybe they're terrible with it. You know, how am I supposed to teach my kid about money when I make all these mistakes? Well, you are your child's best teacher and you can use those opportunities to teach them what not to do. I mean, right now, look at them. They have stellar credit. So how do they keep that? And how do they balance? You need to let your kids experience why you can't just pay for it with your phone. Well, where does the money come from? And show them in a check register, actually, how it deletes it every time, or pull up your bank account and show them how it pulls from that. And if you use a credit card, it's not your money, it's the bank's money. So you have to pay more back. And they have to see these, like they said, they have to see it, hear it, feel it, do it, and show it to somebody else. And so your child might want to say, hey, I want to buy this. You say, well, I don't think you have enough money, but you go try. And if you still don't have enough money, then you come back and we'll talk about it. Because if you just say, oh, you don't have enough money, that makes no sense to them. And if you go with your child to the cash register, they'll look at you like, hey, you know, you chump, pay for this, right? Because you're a kid. And that's not weird. You go try and I'll be back here and you watch your child the whole way. And then you say, if you don't have enough money, let me know. And if the clerk looks around and there's no parent, they're going to say, I'm sorry, you don't have enough money for that. That is a priceless gift for a child to feel. Yeah. And they don't get embarrassed if you set it up right and they don't get humiliated. It used to be so easy because you pay for something and get it. And now we pay, you touch your computer and it comes to your house or you pay your phone. So our kids need to see the bones behind that. So they need to see, okay, look at this check. It's $1,400. I only get $959 of it because it went to taxes. Mm. And this spurs on conversations for kids because we don't know everything about money, but somebody knows more than we do. So we always talk about it and we always learn from it. And if you want to have a good relationship with your child, you have to have trust and you have to have communication. And if those are violated, then your relationship will struggle. That's any human relationship. So if your kid ever asks you a question that you have no idea how to answer, you say, wow, I don't have the words right now for that, but I'll look it up and you and I'll talk again. Mm. And then you come back and talk to them. You don't have to know all those answers. But this book really stirs up a lot of positive conversation when it comes to money. And, you know, I interviewed about 9 millionaires, not Garrett, but everybody else, 9 that I could think of. 2 won the lottery, 4 inherited it, and the others earned it. And I said, when you have money, does it make you happy having all this money? And I got the same answer, Hal, from all of them. Once you buy a nice house, a nice car, good clothes, and you entertain yourself, the only thing that money does to make you feel better is when you use it to help others in creative ways. I mean, it was just like unanimous. You know, that's where the happiness comes, is being able to share.
Yeah. I love that. And you handle all four corners, all 4 points in the book. Where can our listeners get a copy of I Am Money?
Amazon, if they want an autographed copy by me at juliacookonline.com. There's a list, if you go to buy books, there's a list of all the titles and topics, and it's on there as well. It's a great month to get it because it's a National Literacy Awareness Month for kids. So that's kind of a good fit. Thanks for having me on this month.
Yeah, National Literacy Awareness for Kids. I thought it made sense that this was the month that we have you on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Julia, thank you so much. Thanks for what you do. I mean, honestly, I want to pause real quick and slow down and just really sincerely thank you for the impact that you have made in millions of kids' lives, millions of human beings' lives, right? Who potentially, and obviously there's no way you can even know the impact or the ripple effect of the work you've done, but you're doing the work. You're putting out these books that with themes that are invaluable for kids, the values they need to learn. So thank you for the work that you do.
What's a little interesting of that is that, you know, the first one came out in 2006 and how we talk to kids changes every year. When that first one came out, I got a timeout and now it's my teacher had me go sit in the quiet corner and think about it. So when books go to reprint, they are always adjusted a little bit so that they grow cool. with our kids of the day. So if you ever find something in Julia Cook books that you do not like or don't agree with or said wrong, and I've made a mistake, which I make a ton of them, I really always consider my books as works in progress and I always want them to grow with people.
That's great. Yeah. 10 years ago, it was you get a timeout. 50 years ago, it was you got smacked in the butt with a wooden paddle, right? So the times have definitely changed and will continue to do so.
Exactly. I mean, I have a book called Cell Phony, but when I started, I would have never thought I would need that book. And now it's so needed.
Oh, yeah. Sadly, yes, it is. All right. Well, goal achievers, if you have kids or you have nieces and nephews or you have grandchildren, any or all of the above, check out juliacookonline.com. Get a copy of the new book, I Am Money, I Don't Grow on Trees, which by the way, Julia, I did find that when you search on Amazon, if you type in I Am Money, I Don't Grow on Trees, since that's not the official subtitle, it's important to know, it didn't come up. I couldn't find it.
No, it's I Am Money, right?
Just I Am Money, yeah. So if you're searching for this on Amazon, look for I Am Money. But yeah, I would say go to juliacookonline.com and get a signed copy of this for all of the kids in your life. All right, Goal Achievers, I love you so much. And until next time, make it a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Achieve Your Goals podcast and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and exclusive content from Hal Elrod, visit halelrod.com/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Achieve Your Goals podcast.